Welcome to Slug Magazine's podcast, Slug Soundwaves. We're back this week with another episode of Soundwaves Reviews, where we give our listeners an audible edition of an online music review, read by the author themselves. This episode features the album AmeriCarnage by Barbarian Faith Healer. You can listen to it on Bandcamp and read along if you prefer by visiting slugmag.com.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is Alton Barnhart. I am the editorial assistant here at Slug Magazine, and this is a review for Barbarian Faith Healer's new album, AmeriCarnage, for our outdoorsy issue. I hope you like it. Barbarian Faith Healer equals archaic futurists plus G.G. Allen times throw away your books, rally in the streets. God bless America, minus the B. In a country where pride seesaws with extremism, loyalty comes with a price, and self-worth is just a scroll away, American politics have enough madness to match. The oohs and ahs of a presidential campaign trail was once an honorable display of democracy at work. Nowadays, especially in the last two decades, it has devolved to a televised schlock of picking between two evils. As two elderly men fight for palm-fed delusions for our nation, it's only the people themselves that bite in the end. However, what happens when your voters are hell-bent on keeping a wild-card candidate in running, one whose actions and transactions have left the country in shambles? That type of madness can only be expressed through a deviant experimental style of rock known as Deathbreak. Barbarian Health Healer, the satanic originators from this genre, attempt to wrangle the Donald Trump election and grab it by its nuclear-wasted, genetically modified apple pie flavored balls. When Dracula Dolphin personally reached out to me to review AmeriCarnage, I tiptoed around it like a live landmine. The cover artwork alone goes hard, but is edgily scratchy for shock value. With bodies hanging from the White House top balcony, drone strikes, face melting, and Jesus Christ. I could see Solomon Catkiller from Gummo carving these crazed images into his classroom desk. Yet with an anarchist look on American politics, and some well-deserved, yet brutal satire, I was slightly intrigued. And since Independence Day has come and gone, I thought it was fitting before July was up. The entire album is in a mentally drained drawl of brain rot. Its title track interspliced clips and phrases from Trump's campaign coverage, all slowed down and reverbed to hell and back. Sounds may mimic heavy metal guitar drags and crater landing blows to the drum kit, but when colliding together, it's hard to pick out. They might have possibly rigged the ragdoll sound effect from Gary's Mod for more of a robotic percussion sound. There will then be a tape recorder rewind to a swampy Gibson chug, almost reminiscent of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama, only to blow out any cheap pair of earbuds it connects to. You can also get a quick chuckle from the beginning line as Trump's New York drunkard vernacular says, "This American carnage stops right here and stops right now." Would you like a little more substance? Well, that's pretty much it. Each track, if you can even describe them as that, plays out as a copy of a copy. All that changes are the sound bites that play in between. Tracks like America's Most Dangerous Cult and Religious Freedom trims out the quotes from Trump supporters that borders on lunacy. Mississippi Mud and White Privilege, White Power calls out the hypocrisy and racist segments of his supporters. Although these quotes are lines that could be pulled out of a neo-political dystopian novel, they really don't mesh well with the music, or lack thereof. This hour-long adrenochrome trip into misguided bad apples of conservatism and liberalism makes my body ache. I've never listened to an album that makes me physically hurt. Until now. In the simplest terms and shortest definitions, the American dream is dead. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness becomes harder to obtain while the government that promised so much to its nation failed to deliver. Furthermore, It would take a goddamn effort to find a peaceful middle ground between the two parties. If this is a type of dilemma barbarian faith healer tries to express, maybe dive a bit deeper. Take more time in the studio instead of shitposting gobbledygook. Or maybe that's the point. This country is a mess. One big audible roar that distorts the senses and makes you uneasy with who's running the free world. The chaos of hyper-supporters and unbelievably embarrassing moments that could be analyzed in U.S. history classes for centuries to come. If that's the case, then maybe this band is onto something. However, whatever side you see yourself on the political spectrum, American Carnage is a rough listen. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to retreat back to my bunker and weigh out the Megatongue blast coming in November. P.S. To Barbarian Faith Healer and all the other musicians under Dracula Dolphin label, I love reviewing your music, but pretty please with sugar on top.
Chill the fuck out with the caps lock!
This episode was written and read by me, Alton Barnhart. It was produced and edited by Mary Culbertson, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Mag editorial staff.
Slug is proud to be a sponsor of the 16th annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival presented by Harmons. It's Utah's largest local-centric arts, music, science, and technology festival. Join us August 9th through the 11th at the Utah State Fairgrounds for local art, local music, local food, and more as we celebrate Utah's creative culture and arts community.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.